Good morning.
And good day. Doug Steffens, Good Day program, 7 after the hour, Monday morning, the day before the official beginning of summertime. 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 So we got to celebrate tomorrow and the rest of the week of having some of those great summertime songs, Richie, that we have around in our file. We have an audio file. And that's a word that we could use in a different way, because we all are audiophiles, in a sense. We have
like a P-H-I-L-E.
This, yeah, right, exactly. This is the F-I-L-E. Very good, Jennifer. Excellent, in fact. There is this file, and then there's the file. You use the file to get out of jail, F-I-L-E. Or you use the file, P-H-I-L-E, to define someone who is a devotee.
Oh, my God, what are you doing?
I'm defining things.
It's Monday, man.
Brain around. Let's wake up.
You're making my brain hurt.
Rise and shine. All right. So we have video as well, do we not, Richie?
We do.
Our new connection brings us around to having video and audio at DougSteffens.com. Richie is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is in Los Angeles. Happy Father's Day. Jennifer calls with her father last night at 5 minutes of nine, expects to find me ready, willing, and able.
You said time was ticking. Tick, tick, tick.
It was okay.
So we called.
Yes, you did. That's true. And I, being the eccentric sort that I am, was involved in doing something. Actually, I was at my sister's. Megan's here for Father's Day, and so we went to my sister's house for a way too big a meal. I've been eating much less and more of MetaFast, that kind of stuff. And I just got filled up on all kinds of really good things, including Eastleigh Farm peach ice cream on top of a raspberry tart.
That sounds good.
I think that's a summertime entree,
yeah,
don't
sure
you think?
Is, isn't it?
Yeah. Entree to summer, make note, no meat and potatoes, ice cream and pastry.
That's it.
Down by the riverside or the pool, whichever. Our focus here this morning, as we wake up everybody, Richie's happy to tell you, after all, man, it's Monday.
That's right.
So let me get you, it's harder to wake up, so I'm going to perform a public service. Wake up, rise and shine to the gun debate. And the start of this comes from a guy who's more than a colleague of mine. Neil Bortz and I have been friends for a long time. He's a very interesting fellow in many different ways. But someone you don't want to tell your deepest, darkest secrets to, because they'll end up on the radio or in a blog someplace. Having said that, over the weekend, there was a discussion in Atlanta, where he lives and where his program originates, about gun control, based on what he said on his program on Friday. Quote, "This town, Atlanta, starting to look like a garbage heap. We got too damn many urban thugs ruining the quality of life for everybody. And I'll tell you what's going to take place here. What you need is a gun." Excuse me. "You need to have training. You need to know how to use the gun. You need to get a permit to carry the gun. And you do, in fact, need to carry the gun. And we need to see some dead thugs littering the landscape in Atlanta."
Wow.
"We need to see the next guy that tries to carjack you shot dead right where he stands."
Yeah. Strong words.
That would handle that, though.
All right. What do you think? 800-510-8255. And to sort of turn it around and put it into a different perspective, you know, this program, if you're new to the program, it's not a political show. And most of the issues that we talk about, we have fun with. But there's... need to think a little about the context in which the gun debate continues to take place and not get resolved. This has been going on. I can remember my father, who was, if he were around today, would be described as right of center in many of his values. I resent and abhor the use of the term conservative, because I think it's misunderstood and misused. Having said that, anyway, the shooting of Representative Gabrielle Giffords was 5 months ago. 5 months ago. She was shot in the head. And the big discussion after that, president and all of the Republicans and Democrats, yammering away about gun violence, and the president promises to take tough action on gun control after the shooting. What's happened between now and then? Guess what? Nothing. Zero. Gun issues continue. Outspoken people on both sides. One side, tougher gun control, tougher measures. And the other side says, no, it's not about the guns, it's about the people who have,
who have them.
And there's something to be said about both sides of that argument.
Guns don't kill people, people kill people.
Right, exactly. And that has merit to it in any number of ways. Car parked along the side of the road, not going anywhere. It's not a danger to anybody. The only time it's a danger is somebody gets in it that's drunk, doesn't know how to drive, or whatever, too old to drive, and it becomes then a weapon. Same thing is true, but because of the passion, for whatever the reason that gun legislation brings about, Obama and his ilk are not ready to meet the hostility created by any gun control bills. And let's face it, they don't do any good anyway, in reality. Does it make a difference that those people who are going to use a gun illegally, they have the gun illegally? What is the law? You got to keep the gun. You got to apply, and you wait 5 days to get a gun permit, or all of that stuff.
Guns were banned in the District of Columbia when it was the murder capital of the world.
Yeah, is it still the murder capital of the world?
It is not, but...
No. As a matter of fact, where is it? We were talking about this a month or so ago. What city was it? Was it more gun violence?
LA, it was something
York.
Weird, wasn't
no,
it?
No, it was. Yeah, exactly, Jennifer. It was
something
a city
unexpected.
Wouldn't have expected at all. But I think it is murder. Worth the consideration to think about the circumstance, because these sorts of things don't go on in any other so-called civilized society. That's the thing that gets stuck in my craw, along with a lot of other things that seem to make us unique. We are an extraordinarily unique society. And one of the reasons we are is because of the nature, the makeup of all of us, where we all come from, and how different values brought from different places sort of all inveigle themselves into our society, and then we get kind of confused because we don't know really what it is that's not necessarily just expected of us, but what, you know, we ought to be thinking about stuff. So I come back around in this conversation to a conversation that my sister and my daughter and I were having last night. Both my sister and my daughter are school teachers. And they teach, well, Megan teaches high school kids. My sister teaches middle school kids and has for a long time. We were talking, and by the way, this same conversation, those of you who listen to this program with regularity may remember, I had this same conversation probably 4 or 5 months ago with you based on a conversation I was having with my daughter and I think it was her husband and maybe my former wife. I don't remember how it came around. I do remember that we had this sort of discussion about historical understanding of our country and what a poor job we are doing teaching our children to understand what, you know, knowledge you kind of need to work within the confines of our society. And my sister gave an example of this last night. Think about it for a minute. It has to do with slavery and our understanding of what brought about the Civil War and the subsequent events that have taken place in, what, the last 160 years or so since the Civil War was over. Here's a very good eighth grade student who asks my sister the following. What did slavery have to do with all of that stuff that went on in the 60s? That was the question.
That was the question, huh?
Yeah. What did slavery have to do with all of the stuff that went on in the 1960s?
Hey, at least they were asking a question, though.
Well, but, I mean, that's...
It's terrible.
It is. It's awful. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful.
But most kids wouldn't even care enough to ask the question.
Well, that's another thing that's part of the discussion, I suppose, the overall discussion, Jennifer. Can you remember when you were in the 7th or 8th grade, or Richie, when you were in the 7th grade, or you folks, 800-510-8255, what did you know about American history. It has been, and my sister's husband, who is more than nominally right of center in his political points of view, and they don't always agree, my sister and her husband, on this sort of thing. But it did come back around the discussion to all of the things that have been chopped out of our educational opportunities, offerings, if you will. And yet the budget keeps going up, both at the federal level, state level, and at the local level, so all three of those areas. And yet we have terribly performing students who don't know much of anything except what the answer is to the standardized tests. And it doesn't include anything about the Civil War, which seems rather strange to me. If you're teaching American history, why the hell wouldn't you be wanting to talk about the Civil War? Am I missing something? What am I missing?
No, but you're missing a lot about the kids nowadays. You mentioned standardized testing, and my mom is at LA Unified.
Your mother is a teacher in high school, yeah.
Had a problem this year because, you know, each school in L.A. is rated based on these test scores and the test scores alone.
And that's the same way in Massachusetts.
And they rely on the highly gifted magnet to raise their test scores.
Right.
And this year, the highly gifted magnet decided to just color pictures in to throw the test scores.
Yeah.
So you're having people that, I mean, kids are just weird today.
Weird.
People coloring designs on standardized test forms
the design,
and not wanting to ask questions.
It's a design that's aimed at, for whatever the reason, weakening our understanding of our own country. How else would this take place? How else would the dumbing down take place unless there was a decided effort to do that? If these educators are as they are, what would you think by using the term educator? They're educated. So what conclusions
do
you
draw? The dumber the populace is, the more we need them.
The more we need
those in control.
Yeah.
If we're smart, we don't need them.
Yeah. There's a cabal here.
Smart population means less government.
800-510-8255, food for thought, is it not? It's a 19 after on Good Day.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang up.
Busted!
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to Mom and Marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast, and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting
and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0367.
A ruling coming out of the Supreme Court now, they have ruled that individuals have the right to carry guns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. But now, listen, seriously, don't think you can just go into a gun store and buy a gun. No, 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 no. There is still a strict 15-minute waiting period. Don't. But when the decision was read, created pandemonium in the court. Justice Scalia had to fire two warning shots to settle people down. And then at the White House, just for fun, Dick Cheney went out on the lawn and peppered a buddy with some birdshot. I didn't know this. I think some of the justices, the Supreme Court justices, I think they may be gun owners. I had no idea. Clarence Thomas, for example, kept bragging about his weapon. And I thought,
I'm going to get that gun of mine, and I'm going to change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot.
All right, boys and girls. Monday, the 20th of June, it's 25 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn are here to help us think about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about. The biggest social media story today is the death of Clarence Clemons. Passed away over the weekend from a stroke. He was 69. He was the sax player with the E Street Band. How can you think about Bruce Springsteen without thinking about Clarence Clemons?
Yeah.
So a sad moment. We're talking about the usual potpourri of things that are going on in our lives. And the gun control issue as sort of squared by Neil Bortz. Whether or not the areas in Atlanta that are in question are to be littered with the bodies of people who are obnoxiously not following the law. Apparently there's a big problem with that there. I was talking a little bit about the lack of government involvement, discussion, if you will, the promises after Gabrielle Giffords was shot, and then they go no place because they're all, like most other political promises, empty, vapid, vacant. So, and that brought me around to a discussion of, you know, we have a lot of people talk about their rights and the country this, the country that, and our history. We were just talking about our history, which is a wonderful study, and how people can come together. And one wonders about this, Richie, as we were talking about it. The struggle to unify America was one of the great historical lessons of the history of the planet, or at least people being on the planet. It's a great lesson and so unique in so many ways. Why are we walking, almost running away from that lesson? It's a question that really begs all of us to spend a minute and think about it, especially if you're on your way to school. It's the last week of school for most public schools this year.
Mm-hmm.
In our country, in Canada, and wherever else, I guess mostly the
the way in North America. I don't know how they do schools in Mexico, whether they go to school year-round or not. But I'm just thinking about the places where this program is most heard on radio and at DougStephan.com. And I just wonder about what we have learned this year, student-wise. What do the parents know they didn't know? Because a lot of times the parents are educated, as well as the students, if they're really involved in their students' education, which is kind of a cool thing. So I bring this question to you as a 2020 sort of historical quiz. Everybody ready?
Sure.
On this date in 1863, Virginia's secession from the Union did what for the 40 western counties of Virginia? 800-510-8255. What happened to the 40 western counties of Virginia as a result of them seceding, the state seceding from the Union? 800-510-8255. A very important historical perspective and historical event taking place. We've got a lot of people that probably have figured this out or can. 800-510-8255. Question line open at Good Day.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
O'Reilly. When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good day. 33 past the hour. Is that too curt, too short? Good day. Got an email from my new friend in Australia who was at the Talk Radio Convention. Richie, you met him.
Yeah.
He had dinner with us. He sent me an email, and the opening line was, "Good day, Doug."
Good day.
Trevor
can we,
was
is
his
he
name.
Hot? Can we pretend that he is because he's from Australia?
You can pretend that he is.
Yeah, you can pretend he is. Nice. All right, it's 34 after 800-510-8255. The 2020 quiz question has to do with Virginia's secession from the Union, which took place on this date in 1863. We're talking about history, what we know, what we remember, what we don't know, what we can look up. It sort of is a part of our general discussion here about what we're lacking in school and certainly our history, the history of our country, a lot of wonderful things that have taken place in our country and things we can learn from. And so that's why I feel strongly about mixing these into our discussion with regularity. So the question here is, with the secession of Virginia, there was something that took place in the 40 westernmost counties of Virginia that became part of the discussion. What happened? 800-510-8255. Phyllis, meanwhile, in the Jersey Shore, not Jersey Shore, Jersey Shore, but Jersey Shore, in central Pennsylvania, I'm guessing. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm going to guess. Is that a good guess, Phyllis?
Yes, it is.
Good. All right. So you're a school teacher, or what's your lot in life?
Well, I'm just a plain old worker.
A plain old worker. What do you do for plain old work?
I do labor.
Labor. Okay. So you work as a laborer. You have an education. How far did you get in school?
I went to the 11th grade.
11th grade. And then you dropped out because?
I didn't know anything.
I'm sorry. You didn't know anything and you didn't want to do what?
And I didn't want to go and get a diploma on a fake, I guess you'd call it.
Uh-huh. So what did you start doing when you left school in the 11th grade?
A labor.
Remember what kind of labor? What's that?
A sewing factory.
Uh-huh. Are you still working there?
Yes.
Yeah. And so was there a problem with you in school or the teachers? Or why do you think you had such a disconnect? I can tell by listening to your voice you had a real disconnect. Was it nobody understood what it was that could have perhaps sparked an interest in certain things that would have given you a better education? Did nobody pay any attention to you?
Well, no, it wasn't the attention. I guess it was just that they didn't care one way or the other.
Whether you learned anything or not.
Exactly.
Do you think there are other people that went to school with you that felt the same way?
Oh, plenty.
Mm-hmm. What jurisdiction were you in? Are you still living in that same town, or are you in a different town?
I still live in the same town.
Mm-hmm. So in Jersey Shore, the public educational system in that area left a lot to be desired. Do you have children now of your own, Phyllis?
Yes, I do.
And what are they getting out of going to a public school?
They graduated, and they're doing pretty good.
All right. So do you think the school is better? Was it your thinking that the school...
No. The schools are not better. If you don't grasp what they're teaching you, you might as well forget it.
So then yeah. But you didn't, and they did. What happened? What was the difference between them and you?
Well, they were the ones that did get it. They went on to, what you might say, better things. And us that didn't, we just sat there.
But I'm trying to bring it down to home. Your children did better by your admission than
I think she's saying. The ones in school who needed help were left behind,
and you
were pretty much left to your own kind of skills to be able to get through or not.
Yeah. That's what you're saying, then, Phyllis? Yeah,
that's right.
I think you're right. I think that you are. I think you're right 100%. Maybe not 100%, but too often. Those who don't fit into some mold, the old square
grade level.
Plug going into the round hole, it doesn't work. If you don't fit some criteria that's been described by some person in an office someplace that probably doesn't have any practical knowledge about what it takes to get through to you, if you don't have a teacher, sometimes that's what it is. I'm very proud of my daughter, if I may make this anecdotal sort of reference to teachers who either get it or they don't. Most of us, hopefully, can find a teacher, and I've found this to be the case with Megan and the kids that she teaches. They seem to identify with her, especially the younger girls. And so if you have a mentor, if you have somebody who thinks that you're important enough or worth enough to bring along through the system, then you're saved. What I'm hearing from Phyllis is nobody, sadly, took that interest in you, and so you just floundered. Is that fair?
That is correct.
Yeah.
I quit in the 11th grade, and I had probably a third grade reading aptitude. Yeah.
That's disgraceful. Disgraceful. Given the fact that we pay as much as we do to supposedly educate people with all these phony government programs, No Child Left Behind, or
what year was
whatever.
This? And what's doesn't make
any difference. The system.
Oh, they're still doing it today.
Yeah, sure. It doesn't make any difference when it was. It still is the same malady, if not worse. We throw all this money. There are people who are around now proclaiming that we ought not to have a federal Department of Education, and I think they're right, because the feds have done nothing but screw everything up, like they do with everything else, and yet we roll over. But we hear people like Phyllis who have good intentions. They want to contribute, but yet because we don't have this attention to individual needs, and I'm guessing, Phyllis, that your parents weren't that involved, or they didn't know how to involve themselves. Otherwise, they could have been your voice. They could have said, oh, Phyllis isn't doing well. What can we do about it? But they didn't seem to take an interest either, did they?
My parents did, but it was one of those things where, hey, she doesn't want to learn. Well, that just wasn't true.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't really understand you and your needs either. What a sad... I am sad listening to your story. I am. It's a sad story.
But
one
on
that...
the outside, I taught myself how to read
and get a
better education outside of school.
Yeah. So you did what you had to do to survive and make yourself better.
Yeah. Exactly.
God bless you, Phyllis. I'm glad you called to tell us your story. I'm not happy about your story, but I'm happy about the fact that you teach us how to handle the situation. If you don't have help, understand what the problem is, and deal with it yourself.
Here, yeah, with Phyllis, is that she realized what happened and did something
about
it.
But the fact that it happened is inexcusable.
Right. Most people in her situation, they never even realize what happened. They just say, okay.
Yeah. Or they feel bad about themselves to the point where they wouldn't try.
We have all these people who say, oh, never mind, self-esteem. Well, there's a certain amount of self-esteem that does go with learning and being able to talk.
And she had enough to do something about it.
Right. Yeah.
Say goodbye, can I say one other thing?
Sure.
If, as far as school goes, if you're one of the in crowd, you have it made.
Yeah.
And if not, then you might as well hang it up.
There's a caste system for sure. The good-looking ones, the ones that do well, excuse me, academically, or they do well in sports or whatever, they get the favored treatment. I think that you have painted a picture.
Those people peak there, too, so don't let that hold you
absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
Trust me.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Phyllis. Right. Good story from Phyllis. Tim is in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Hi, Tim. Welcome to Good Day.
Morning, Doug.
So the focus on Virginia's cessation from the Union that took place in 1863, what happened as a result of that?
I think if I understand your question right, you're talking the creation of West Virginia.
That is exactly what I'm talking about. The 40 western counties of Virginia did not want to secede and instead formed their own state, their own government, officially entering the United States in this. I guess it was actually around this time. It didn't take long for the cessation of the state of Virginia to see the deep divisions in the state itself, and they mirrored the deep divisions the rest of the country. So the state of West Virginia, Charleston.
You'll be glad to know that was taught U.S. history when I was in school.
Good for you, Tim. You so he remembered it.
And he remembered.
A point well made. All right, hold on just a second. Thank you. But that's the point made. Who knows it now, and who knows it because they learned it in high school or wherever. Maybe you learned it in college. High school is the place to learn that sort of thing. I think even maybe middle school you ought to be teaching American history to a certain extent, don't you think? Richie, what about your, four and six of seven. Sean's almost seven now.
He is seven, yeah.
He is seven, okay. So, I mean, what does he learn? What do you know about what he's learning about the history of our country?
They did a project on Lincoln, George Washington, Martin Luther King. They've done a little bit of slavery. Yeah. He did a project on the Washington Monument.
Okay.
So you got to
learn
a little
bit. Sounds
like
they're focusing more on people as opposed to events or timelines now.
In the first grade, they're,
But it's okay, because they understand
Carver.
What they are, what the, those periods are, those people came from.
Right.
Yeah, so that's good. That's cool.
I think by doing that, it personalizes history for little kids, too.
Yeah, he really, really got into the Washington Monument Project, and we went out and bought $50 worth of Lego so that he could build an all-white replica of the Washington Monument, and we learned all about, why the Civil War stopped the construction of it. So a third of the way up, the stone changes color. And then so we talked about the Civil War, and he did like
did
a five-minute project.
They're all phallic, by the way. Could he ask that question?
We didn't ask him.
Nice job, Jennifer.
It's true. Every monument. You boys, I'm telling you.
Well, he was the father. He was the father of America, after all. 16 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer, Rich, and I wish you a good day. Here's a way for you to have a good day. At 16 before the hour, you got a pain? Isn't it time for you to be pain-free? Go to DougSteffen.com, get your free sample of Salon Paws. There are testimonials galore on the website, which you'll find when you go to at DougSteffen.com, the Salon Paws button there. You'll see it on the homepage. Pain without a prescription. You can't tolerate the pills, all of the... What do we have? Dozens of different Tylenols and Advils and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. They'll approach or help ease the pain. But at what cost to you and your system? Here's the special offer to those of you who can go now to the Salon Paws logo at DougSteffen.com, or you can go to DrKenshow.com. Get a free box of Salon Paws. Put it on. By the way, don't put more than one on at a time. You got an ache? Find the worst one, put it on, because it's so overwhelming. It sort of relaxes your area and treats the pain, but you don't want to do too many of these at the same time. Try one, see how it works. If you're really looking for relief right this second, stop by your local Walgreens, pick up a 5-count box. Free samples, though, go to DougSteffen.com or DrKenshow.com.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use bullfrog marathon mist. it's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweatproof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
This is Phil Harper.
And Lauren Velez. When you're trying to save your home from foreclosure,
don't let people scam you.
I can give you a loan with no strings attached.
You don't work for a bank.
But I can give you a good deal.
Foreclosure is not a joke.
I know.
You send me letters, emails, you change to my home.
Don't talk to the wrong guys. Talk to HUD.
They will connect you to HUD-approved housing counselors that can help you.
Now is the time to act. If you think you've been a victim of discrimination, go to HUD.gov/fairhousing or call 1-800-669-9777.
Research reveals that many people share the misguided belief that seeing well translates to good eye health. As a result, many don't take the necessary steps to protect their eyes to keep them healthy. To help educate and improve the eye health of Americans, a new radio program, Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones, by AccuView brand contact lenses, provides timely and relevant information and resources to help families manage their eye health. When it comes to taking care of your eyes, Dr. Robert Rosenthal tells host, health blogger Dr. Val Jones, that there is more to an eye exam than just seeing if you need new glasses or contact lenses.
An eye exam is more than just checking vision. An eye exam is an extension of your medical exam.
Free podcasts can be found in the iTunes store and at blogtalkradio.com/healthyvision. I'm Lynn Thompson. Dr. Jones is a paid consultant for Vistacon. AccuView, Vistacon, and Healthy Vision are trademarks of Johnson & Johnson Vision Care, Inc.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Go, 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 go,
go, go, go.
The, here we are, the end of another rating period. We have ratings, radio and television ratings. And you'll never guess, Richie.
What?
You'll never guess.
I won't.
Why a lot of stations in our format, who, this is the spoken word format versus music format, generally, without niching it down. The spoken word format and the measuring of the folks who are listening to this format or any format, interesting that the biggest event that any of the spoken word formats, especially some of the stations that are really geared toward news, you know, this is in many circumstances described as news talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
The ratings bump came from all the discussion of the end of the world. On May 21st, the day the world was going to come to an end. People
well,
listening
scheduled, so
before.
It should be again.
Right, yeah,
sure.
Another ratings bonanza.
It could be the fall sweep.
Right, exactly, yeah. Thank you. What's that guy's name?
Reverend.
Yeah, no, he wasn't a reverend.
Doomsday.
Whatever.
Hopefully
yeah.
We forget.
51 After Cummings is his name, isn't it?
No.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at
now 53 past the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program, our focus on technology. There are actually a couple of things from the website of the day, livingonadime.com. We want to check that out, the website, livingonadime.com. It's, I'm going to pass this along. We'll focus more on it later on, the Queen of Cheap. But I want you to go to livingonadime.com. See what you get out of that. And meanwhile, can you guess why Research in Motion, makers of the BlackBerry, misprojected earnings by hundreds of millions of dollars?
Man.
It's really interesting. Research in Motion make the BlackBerry, and they missed what they said they were going to make by hundreds of millions of dollars.
Therefore losing about a third of the value of their stock Friday.
Right, yeah. Okay. So why? And Pandora didn't do well on Friday either. A lot of these IPOs, didn't do well at all.
Yeah, that was a big disappointment.
Yeah, man.
There's a lot of flair and push and fumble, but there's no substance to it. What did you start to say, Richie?
Well, there's substance to it, but they think that there are other people that are going to recreate Pandora and have a better connection to social networking than Pandora does.
Yeah.
And they think that might be their downfall. So it opened at 15 or 16.
16.
And then
went
it ended
up to 27, went down to 13.
Back down to 13, and they're saying by next year at this time it will be at $6.
Yeah, perfect. Good investment. Help yourself, boys and girls, to that one.
Wow.
Meanwhile, our technology tailor, Alex Goldfein, will tell you about this company, Research in Motion, and the BlackBerry and earnings just a moment here on Good Day.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three plus things I have to think about. Nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. DEET-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Research in Motion announced disappointing financial results last week, and the stock has taken a beating as a result. RIM missed expectations by hundreds of millions of dollars, and in midday trading Friday, the stock was down over 20% from the day before. It was trading at under $28 per share. In February, it was at $70. So, what happened? First, the company has witnessed an exodus of smartphone subscribers from its BlackBerries to iPhones and Android devices. Second, RIM's tablet launch was panned by critics. Its Playbook tablet device came without built-in apps for email and web browsing. And early on, the device needed to be wirelessly connected to a BlackBerry to perform those basic functions. Third, the company's focus shifted from its bread and butter, which is BlackBerries, to the tablet. There has not been a major BlackBerry phone launch in many months. It's a world of trouble for a legend of the industry. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
There is that familiar voice. The circumstance with J.K. Rowling's mysterious new website.
Yeah, what's that?
A lot of new theories over the weekend developing. She has her fans eagerly speculating about what this new site will do for Harry and his friends. The site says the owls are gathering. Find out why soon.
Uh-oh.
That's the tease on YouTube.
She's good at building
from J.K. Rowling.
She sure is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a clock ticking down the seconds until Thursday of this week. The final movie is due out, what, next month, I think, isn't it? Isn't it July? She has launched a mysterious new website called Pottermore and is teasing it on YouTube. Representatives have said the site is not about a new book or nothing directly related to the new film. So what's it all about? J.K., here are some theories. The release of a Harry Potter encyclopedia, some kind of reference site.
Ooh, neat.
A spin-off site for secondary characters, online universe for other characters in the Potter world.
Oh, I see it here.
Okay. A video game.
Coming soon.
Pottermore may stand for Potter Multiplayer Online Role-Playing Experience. Amazing how people's minds work on this stuff, huh? A social network for Potter fans could be coming from this mysterious new website. All worth some time, isn't it? It's worth a little time thinking about it. It's kind of fun. 59 past the hour on Good Day.